Among the more closely watched primary races today in New York is the election for the Republican nomination for the 22nd House District, which includes portions of central New York, the Mohawk Valley, and the Southern Tier. There are three candidates. Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney, who ran 2 years ago but lost to the incumbent in the primary. Cazenovia business owner Steve Wells and George Phillips, a teacher from Binghamton. Payne Horning is a reporter for public radio station WRVO in Oswego and has been watching the campaign.
Incumbent Republican Representative Richard Hanna is retiring, so there's been a lot of interest from a multitude of candidates in this seat, and it's a swing district, so that adds to the pressure that many people feel in order to capture this for their own respective party. And so you've had three candidates in this Republican primary, and they have been, it's been very acrimonious, to say the least. Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney narrowly lost to Richard Hanna in a 2014 primary, so she kind of sees herself as the favorite, the heir apparent, and so she's been sort of defending her turf. She's been going aggressively after her two opponents, Cazenovia businessman Steve Wells and Binghamton teacher George Phillips, attacking them for either moderate stances or for their conservative endorsements. She's created campaign ads and a website to go after Steve Wells for a campaign donation his company made to Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign. And then she did file a lawsuit against George Phillips over a couple of ballot signatures. And by a couple, I mean only a few, and that was ultimately dismissed. So she has been very aggressive in her style, like she was 2 years ago with Hanna.
Richard Hanna has made an endorsement in the race. He's supporting Stephen Wells. How much power does that endorsement carry?
Well, that's the ultimate question and something we'll be watching for in the results tonight. I spoke with a Hamilton College government professor, Philip Klinkner, and he says Hanna has maybe been out of touch with the Republican voters of this district for a little while, as represented by the fact that Tenney came so close to upending him 2 years ago in that primary when he was the incumbent. As you know, Brian, he's more moderate in Congress, and that is maybe out of step with a lot of Republican voters in this country who are moving further right, just as Democrats are moving further left. And Claudia Tenney and George Phillips, especially, and somewhat Steve Wells, seem to be more conservative than their Republican counterpart who's holding the seat right now. And so they might be more in line with the Republican voters. So Richard Hanna's endorsement may be a negative for Steve Wells because ultimately everyone wants to say, I'm the outsider and I'm the most conservative. And Richard Hanna, as we know, is not one of those people who claims that title.
When Richard Hanna announced he was not going to run, what were his reasons?
Well, the main reason was he wanted to spend more time with his children, who are rather young. And he said, you know, working in Congress was just too time-consuming. Now, that was the main reason, but one has to question whether or not it's because he narrowly defeated Claudia Tenney in 2014, and she announced even before he decided to step out of the race that she would be challenging him again, and she came within 6 points last time, so could she have beaten him this time around? He didn't say that was a reason, but, you know, he did express some concern about how partisan Washington has become, and through many interviews, including with our station, he has said that it's just really not similar to his style. I mean, he said he will not support Donald Trump this fall. So that's just one example.
Have there been any polls taken, and what did they show?
Yes, there was an outside poll from the Liberty Opinion Research Group, and they found that it is neck and neck between Tenney and Wells. Tenney, obviously, you know, the favorite, she's the one who holds office, so she has that name recognition, and she ran 2 years ago, as I said. And then you have on the other end Steve Wells, who's more of that moderate. And as we know, this is more of a moderate district. Whether or not that will hold up with the Republican primary voters is the question we'll be hoping to answer with the results tonight. But he represents more of that moderate side. Now, the third candidate in the race, Binghamton teacher George Phillips, is more conservative, too. He and Tenney have split some of the conservative organization endorsements. So they may be splitting the conservative vote in the Republican primary, and that may be to the detriment of Tenney, but we'll have to see.
Payne Horning is a reporter for WRVO Public Radio in Oswego. There is no Democratic primary in the 22nd District, as Broome County Legislator Kim Myers is the only candidate.